If you've ever lived in a small town with a local police department, you might just notice how connected that town's police force is with the community.
You see, you broke the law.
Now, let me finish. Now, it's from little misdemeanors that major felonies grow. And it's my duty, it's anybody's duty, to stop them before they get too far. Gomer, you'll be a better man if you'll try to think of us all working together for a common cause.
People refer to you as Mayberry or something, but it's just me.
65-year-old Denny Thrasher is the police department in Mansfield, Illinois. Population, 906. He came out of retirement to take this job. Thrasher says he sees how people could connect him with the Andy Griffith Show universe.
Easy going until it's time to get in there and do it. Would I arrest my nephew? Been there and done that.
When Thrasher patrols the streets of Mansfield in his village-issued SUV, it's hard to find somebody who doesn't wave or strike up a conversation with him.
Hey, what are you doing?
You got more kids.
Well, this one's my nephew, and I had a third.
The village budgets around $20,000 a year to manage its one-man police force, with items like a squad car, body armor, and police radio. Whenever there's an issue that Thrasher can't handle, the village may ask the Piatt County Sheriff's Department or the Farmer City or Mahomet Police Departments for help. Village Treasurer Jonathan Manuel says the police budget has grown, but has also remained fairly steady over the last few years.
Denny manages and the board manages their money. They make it go a long ways, believe it or not.
Our problem is being on the north end of the county.
That's Mansfield's deputy mayor, Don Deffenbaugh.
If the county's got one guy out and he's in B-Mant, we don't have anything. I mean, the county helps wherever we need them, but there's some times that they don't have any availability. So we will do everything we can to man a police department here in the village.
What's going strong in Mansfield has withered away in the village of Ogden in Champaign County. Both towns have just under 1,000 people. Ogden spent approximately $4,300 a year in property taxes to help fund its local police presence, but the village board recently disbanded it to save money. But you wouldn't know that if you tried calling them.
You have reached the Ogden, Illinois Police Department. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911.
The person you're hearing on the other line is former Ogden Police Chief Bill Smoot. Smoot works for the University of Illinois Police Department, but would spend a few hours each week running Ogden's police department, made up entirely of part-timers. Smoot says the Ogden police force created a sense of stability.
Ordinances are there to, if you will, in some cases, kind of a housekeeping type of a thing to make sure people follow rules and place looks nice. If it's are not followed, over time, the village can fall into decay and decline.
It's those lesser offenses that may not get enforced without the Ogden Police Department. Mayor Jack Ridener says the village will rely on the Champaign County Sheriff's Office for 911 calls. Sheriff Dan Walsh doesn't anticipate that will have a huge impact on his department. He says his officers were already responding to calls in Ogden to help the part-time small-town force while it existed. Before the village board decided to scrap the police department, residents were asked if they would pay an additional tax to support it. A majority of people said no. Ridener says as much as he wanted to keep a local police presence, he says the board had to come to terms with the financial challenges facing the community.
It wasn't an easy decision by me or the board to go ahead and do it because, you know, now we look down the road and say, well, what are we going to have to do if we ever want to recreate it? It's going to be an expense.
That's a chance Ridener is willing to take if it means improving Ogden's economy.
One of my board members came up and said, look, he says, you can have a police office here 24 hours a day, but you're not going to solve all crime. Number two, you can have people here part-time, but soon as they leave, you might have crime. So do you need a police officer?
A question many small towns are asking themselves as they weigh the value of security versus solvency. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.